Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Arisha, what's the biggest surprise you've ever gotten?
I mean, at this point, are there even surprises? The world is going to hell. But I guess when I won that free gallon of milk.
Okay, so not when your mom and I put together that heartfelt surprise for your birthday. Great. So even though nothing really surprises me these days, I gotta say I was a little shocked by the surprise baby that Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra just dropped on all of us this weekend.
Yeah, I feel like there's this new celebrity game of gotcha announcements. Mm-hmm. I mean, this seriously felt like it came out of nowhere.
It did. And a lot of fans thought there was a breakup on the way. And then, nope, we got a baby instead.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. Babies solve breakup problems.
Yep, that is my life's motto. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, January 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
So we love when celebrities keep us on our toes. Like, just when we think we have them all figured out, it's like, surprise, here's a new announcement or a PR stunt.
Yep.
Not that this is a PR stunt, but just like actor Priyanka Chopra and her pop star hubby Nick Jonas. Back in November, there was supposedly trouble in paradise. And now it's January and they have a baby.
Mm-hmm. New year, new them.
Yeah.
Definitely a shock. No one knew they were expecting because Priyanka was never pregnant.
Yeah.
The baby was carried and delivered by a surrogate. And Nick and Priyanka announced the news in an Instagram post last Friday saying, "We are overjoyed to confirm that we have welcomed a baby via surrogate. We respectfully ask for privacy during this special time as we focus on our family. Thank you so much." And it's been confirmed it's a baby girl who arrived just a week before on Friday, January 15th. And No, we don't even know the name yet.
No, we don't. I'm impressed at the secrets people keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is a one-up to Kylie Jenner and Mindy Kaling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this new little person in their lives was a huge surprise to us. But like every good mystery, there was one tiny hint dropped back in the fall, and apparently everyone just missed it. So Priyanka made a joke on the Netflix special, The Jonas Brothers Family Roast. And the joke now actually makes total sense.
Yeah.
So for context, the special was announced back in October, meaning they would definitely have been already getting ready for their new baby. Mm-hmm. And when it came her turn to roast the guys, Priyanka talked about wanting kids with Nick.
Yeah. And she said, "I love that I married a man who, like myself, values family. If you don't know, we're the only couple who doesn't have kids yet," meaning the only couple out of the three in the Jonas Brothers band. Both yeah. Joe and Kevin, Nick's brothers, are parents. Mm-hmm. And then Priyanka then gets serious and says, "Which is why I'm excited to make this announcement. Sorry, babe. We're expecting." And then we see Nick's face and it goes totally blank. He looks a little concerned.
Yeah.
But then Priyanka says, "We're expecting to get drunk tonight and sleep in tomorrow." And then afterward, Priyanka says to him, "Your face was really funny when I said that." And then Nick admits it, saying, "Yeah, I was a bit concerned." So now we know why.
Okay, here's my thing. I read an interview with Priyanka where she said that Nick rewrote some of her jokes and like thought they were too nice. So in my mind, there's no way he didn't know she was going to say this.
I mean, I feel like the roast is so funny. Like that roast was actually really entertaining. And I yeah. feel like, yeah, they were all aware of it, especially when it comes to babies and when you're celebrities. I feel like you are very careful with what you say and very yeah. calculated.
I mean, if I ever roast Ross, he's not going to see the jokes beforehand.
You roast Ross every day. Who are you kidding?
That's a great point. So what makes this baby bomb even more of a shock is that, like I said, it comes right in the middle of breakup rumors.
Right.
Like for a few months, fans have been sleuthing on social media like they do best. And a lot of them were pretty sure that a breakup announcement was coming soon.
Yeah. So rumors first started, like you said, back in November. And that was when Priyanka changed her social media handles from Priyanka Chopra Jonas to just Priyanka Chopra. She dropped the Jonas on social media and fans, of course, are like, "Oh, she's dropping Jonas in real life." But then her mom, Madhu Chopra, denied the breakup rumors and said during a TV interview, "It's all rubbish. Don't spread rumors." Sounds a lot like my dad. He says rubbish all the
sounds
time.
Sounds like you.
Okay.
You say rubbish
okay.
daily.
But then Priyanka addressed the rumors in a December interview with Times of India, saying she did it to basically just streamline her social media, saying, "I don't know. I wanted the username to match my Twitter, I guess. I just find it really amusing that everything becomes such a huge deal to people. It's social media, guys. Just chill out."
Yeah. It's also not 1893, and she doesn't have to take his last name if she doesn't want to.
Also, I don't know. I streamlined my social media account names and nobody wrote an article about it, so I kind of feel insulted.
I love that you did that after my advice to do so. You are listening.
Occasionally.
So there's no breakup for Priyanka and Nick. It's literally the extreme opposite. Like, this kind of makes me laugh because a lot of times there's these rumors and they're true, mm-hmm. but this time it's like, no,
we're
guys,
so
we're
wrong.
Having a child. Yeah. But it does make sense. Like, they've been married for a few years and they've both been really open about wanting to have kids.
Yeah. I mean, last January, Priyanka even joked about wanting enough children for a cricket team. She told E! News, "Family is a big part of my life. It's always been a part of my dreams." And then just earlier this month, she did an interview with Vanity Fair and again said how much she and Nick wanted kids, saying, "They're a big part of our desire for the future. By God's grace, when it happens, it happens." And like I said, this was this month, so
yeah.
She knew it was coming.
God, she is a good actress. So, of course, people flipped out over the news. Celebrities and fans both took to social media to share their support and congratulate Nick and Priyanka. And, of course, their famous friends and family shared the love because it's not official until you put it all over the internet.
Very true. I mean, we had Nick's brother, Kevin Jonas, who immediately commented heart emojis under the announcement post. Actor Cal Penn added, "Congratulations, Uncle Cal Penn is ready to babysit," which I did not know they had that kind of relationship. And I'm so excited
either.
For it.
Yeah, I love it.
And then, of course, we had a ton of fans responding to the news. One fan shared the love for surrogacy, writing, "As a surrogate for my sister 14 years ago, I am thrilled to see that more families are being created via this wonderful gift." Of course, this is the internet and this is human race. So we did have a few fans questioning why they use a surrogate when Priyanka seems healthy, as one person pointed out. And I'm going to go ahead and take this one and say, how about a big old none of your bleeping business?
Right. And how do you know she seems healthy? Like, who are you?
I was like, do I get on a soapbox here? Because I've got a good 3 hours of material about how can't comment on women and whether or not they're healthy. Are you their doctor? And if you are their doctor, there's something called HIPAA. So you shouldn't even be saying that publicly.
That's a great point. Great point.
Thank you.
Also, quick sidebar. Who's your favorite Jonas?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Not Kevin, not Nick. Who's the other
one? Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
I think Joe's my
favorite. Joe's a good one. He seems sweet.
He does. He does.
But who knows? Kevin seems sweet, too. Everyone but Nick. So.
Well, he is the baby. Said,
yeah. We obviously want to give a big congrats to Nick and Priyanka, who are obviously listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hey. But now we want to know what they're going to name the baby. Do you have any guesses, Arisha?
Well, if they're going to combine their names, please make sure Nick's comes first.
Priyanka?
Yeah, we don't want a prick.
That's actually. Or do we? From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.